Reverend Jacks.
Let us pray. Lord our God, we are grateful for this opportunity that we might worship you through our giving. We give now, Lord, in humility, for we understand that all that we present to you first came to us by thine own hand. And we give to you in faith, for we believe that as we give unto you, you will continue to provide all of our needs. We ask your blessings upon this offering. We pray that you would use it according to your will and according to your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jada Ennis, we welcome you. We're glad that you're home and that you're doing well in college.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let us stand as we share in the doxology. Lord, again, we thank you for this opportunity to give. We pray that our offering would be pleasing and to your sight. We again ask your blessings upon this offering. May it be used to the furtherance of thy kingdom is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
As you take your seats, the next voice that you shall hear after the choir has lifted a praise in song will be that of Reverend Nicholas Williams, excellent Sunday school teacher, excellent preacher, excellent Bible student. You will be blessed by his preaching.
Know my name. of me. It still amazes me that I am your friend. It still amazes me that I am your friend.
It still amazes me.
It still amazes me that I am your friend.
It still amazes me.
It still amazes me.
It still amazes me
that I am your friend.
Does Jesus know your name? Does God know your name? Does he know your name? Does he know your name because you called out to him? Does he know your name because you recognized who he was? That he is the one that protects you all the time. Does he know your name? Does he know your name because you cried out day in and day out? Our Father, we come. We come. We come this morning asking you, Lord, please open up our hearts and our minds that we may receive a word from thee, that we may carry it out to a dying world. We thank you, God, for this opportunity. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. These blessings today we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we all said amen,
amen,
amen and amen. Amen. To the officers of this church, to the members and to guests and friends, we say good afternoon. To my fellow co-laborers in the gospel, it is on a good afternoon to preach the gospel. I would say to you, those of you that came here in remembrance of loved ones that have gone on, I would share with you one thing. About 23 years ago, about 2 months after I got ordained, I got a call from my sister, and she said to me, Pop has gone. I will tell you that's still in my mind. I preached his funeral. I preached my father's funeral. Our condolences go out to all of you. The next thing that I would do is that I always like to do this, and it's fantastic that we have visitors. Because now I get a chance to introduce to some and present to others my girlfriend of 42 years, my wife that will be of 40 years in the 12th of January, who is a Baptist minister, licensed and ordained in her own right, a great preacher and teacher of the Bible, and that is Reverend Eunice I. Williams. I would ask her to stand, please. To our pastor, as I said this morning, things will get better, Pastor. Just don't stop taking that medicine. I'm a living witness. I'm going to tell you, I've been a type 2 diabetic for now about 22 years. It is because of my exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam in 1967. But I will tell you that don't stop taking that medicine, Pastor. Things will get better. Yes. Now, before I preach, I was taught by old preachers that we need to sing. And I like to sing a cappella. That's without music. And I'm going to ask all of you to turn to page 508 in the hymnals. Page 508. We're just going to do one verse of this. And Sister Jackson and the choir, if y'all will help me. When you have that, say amen.
Amen.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you that the word today, you need your Bibles. The word today will center around love. And the reason why is when the pastor called me last night, I was asking the Holy Spirit, what should I preach on? I had one sermon. I said, maybe I should use both sermons for both the 8 o'clock and the 11. Holy Spirit said no. So I sat straight up in the bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Spirit gave me the revelation. And I'm going to tell you that the preaching is on love, because if you see what has gone on, that we need more love. We just had another shooting in the school where a young man, after he shot people and killed them, he took his own life. We need more love. We're looking on the news and we're seeing people fighting in cafes, people fighting in football games, people calling people all kinds of names. We need more love. So what I would ask you to do is open your Bible and open it to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. When you have that, if you would say amen. And those of you that can't get to a pew Bible or don't have your own Bible, there are many that are sitting next to each other. Share a Bible. We need more love. When you have that, if you would say amen.
Amen.
Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read from the NIV. I know that many of you will be reading King James. It starts off this way in the NIV. It says, "And now I will show you the most excellent way." And then if you go to verse 13, it says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." And so we're going to take for a sermon topic, what is this thing called love? What is this thing called love? Understand that this love that Paul is speaking about is called agape love. It is a deeper love than a love that many of us have ever known. It is a love that comes from within, that is generated by the Spirit of God. And when it's generated by the Spirit of God, it is a love that in fact you give to all that you see, all that you meet, no matter who it is, no matter what color they are, no matter what their last name is, no matter what language they speak. That is the love that we're talking about. What is this thing called love? It is different than that love that people look for on Valentine's Day. It is amazing to me how many people get all mixed up because they didn't get a card or they didn't get candy. That's not love. This love that we're talking about, this agape love, goes deeper than that. Notice what Paul says. He says in verse 1, he says, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. What that means is that I might have all the beautiful speech in the world, but if I don't have this agape love in my heart, then all I am is just babbling. I'm just talking. He goes on to say, if I have a gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. In other words, I can master a whole bunch of things, but if I don't have this agape love, I'm nothing. Think about what this love is about. It goes deep into your soul, and it makes you respond differently than what you have ever responded in your life. Love, he says, Paul tells us what love is. Verse 4. Notice what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Love is patient. I wait. And I wait without being upset about having to wait. It says it does not envy. In other words, I don't want what you have. I want what God has intended for me. And I'm not bent out of shape because you got more than what I got. It does not boast. This love does not boast and stand up and talk about all the things that I have. It is not proud. In other words, there must be some humbleness with this love. And notice this. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. And it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. How many times have you seen someone that has come and given their life to the church, and before they can even get the right hand of fellowship, somebody says, I remember him 10 years ago. Don't know why he came up here. Because this is what he did. Notice that this love also does not hold anger. We sometimes have been mad for year in and year out. That's the reason why sometimes we haven't talked to our family members in a while. Because we're still mad with them for something they did. I said 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Understand that this agape love, we're looking for truth. And in truth, you have to stand for it. Understand that everything that people say is not truth at times. And you need to understand what the truth is. And then you need to speak out against those things that are not true. Speak out. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. This love stands true through thick and thin. Listen to this. Paul says, love never fails. It never fails. Even when things look so bad that you know that it should fail. But this love never fails. But where there are prophecies, he says, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. However, in fact, what he is saying is that all those things that we have learned, they will disappear. There are languages right now that are not spoken anymore. Babylonian isn't spoken anymore. There are things that we used to do that are not done anymore. But when perfection comes, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. So that is what that which is imperfect. Those things will go away. But look like this. Here's something that we talk about when we have this agape love, and that in fact we have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, or when I became a woman, I put childish things behind me. This agape love puts all those childish things behind me. And I look towards Jesus Christ and what he does for me and what his spirit does for me. We now see, but a poor reflection is a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. At one point in time when Jesus returns, he will give us all the answers that we've been looking for. He will answer all that we need to know about everything. And now, he says, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So let me tell you about this love. This love actually sent a man called Jesus to a hill called Golgotha. He had a cross on his back. He carried it up, and then he was laid on his cross, and he was nailed to the cross. Then he was lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will call all men unto me. Where he said also, Father, forgive them. Love, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But then, of course, he was pierced in his side. Blood and water gushed out. He hung his head and he died. And then he was buried. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. The rock of ages was placed in a rock that was sealed with a rock. And then he was there on Friday night. He was there on Saturday. On Saturday night he was still there. But early on Sunday morning, love stepped forth. Stepped out of the grave. Left the death clothes there. He came and he was glorified. He was that love. He is that love. He showed love day in and day out. He showed love day in and day out. He showed love as he went to those that didn't believe in him. He showed love to Peter. He showed love to all. And that is what we need. This thing, what is this thing called love? This thing is the love that we need to have in our heart for every brother and sister. Whether they're a believer or not a believer. That's what we need. This thing called love. This love that God showed us when he went to the cross and he died for those that believe, for those that didn't believe, for those that were supposed to believe. That's what he did. That is this thing called love. We thank you, God. We give you glory, God, for all the love that you've shown us. Show us love that we may give love and we may be loved. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. And we all said amen. 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 Give him glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is God good? Is he good? Is he good? Is God good today? He is good day in and day out. Day in and day out. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
And all the people of God said amen. We thank the men of God for the word of God. There may be someone here that
the altar
the message, and you're willing to give your life to Christ. We invite you to come. The church is standing.
The church is standing. Altar is open.
Come on.
The altar is open. It's open just for you. The altar is open. The altar is open. The altar is open. It's open just for you. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting just for you. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting just for you. He's waiting just for you. He's waiting just for you. He's waiting just for you.
Amen. We thank God again for the preacher and for the word of God. Thank you, Reverend Nicholas Williams, for letting God use you today. Marvin Elliott, it's good to see you in church today. God bless you. I couldn't recognize you for that hat, but God bless you. Thank you for sharing and worship with us today. Jesus is waiting. I need you to do this for your church, and that is to invite friends to come and to share. A growing church is an inviting church. Pastor can invite people and they can join. But guess what? Those persons who join church, they know you. Church growth is built on relationships. The word of God, yes. The preaching, the singing of the choir, yes. But they can get that anywhere. But they can't get the friendship that you offer them. But here at Second Baptist. And so I invite you to ask your friends to come and worship with you, to be a part of a church that loves God and where the word of God is preached, as the preacher preached today. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting just for you.
Jesus is waiting. Jesus is you.
Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, may power, dominion, be forever and forever. In his name we say, amen, 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 and amen. God bless you.
Pray for your pastor.